Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Got our good friend Rich Gannon back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, Rich is back. Rich is the publisher and the author and the chief accountant over at Mullings.com. That's a twice-weekly cyber column that I have always, for many years, I've encouraged you to subscribe to and follow. He is a political operative of the Republican persuasion, spins to the right, as we say, and he's here to talk to us about what happened a couple of days ago. Did you feel the earthquake? Rich Gannon, welcome back to the show.
What? A couple of days ago? What? What the hell happened?
Well,
so, I just woke up.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, what should we call it? Tsunami, earthquake?
Well, it was bigger than anything that I've lived through. I mean, I've been through the election of 1994 when Gingrich and his guys took control of the House.
This is bigger than that?
First time in 40 years. And I've been through them on the other side when we got wiped out, you know, after Watergate. I mean, I've been through these on both sides. But this had dimensions that nobody, I mean, even people who normally take credit for having said it first because they, you know, might have thought of it in the shower and forgot to tell anybody, they're not saying I called this because nobody saw this coming. And it was at every conceivable level, at the state House and state Senate level, at the governor's level, at the senator's level. And I went to sleep on, as a writer, you'll understand this, and a lot of your readers will too. I was prepared for an all-nighter on Tuesday night because I wanted to write a column about what was, you know, what I'd seen. And so we went out to dinner, and we were watching the returns, and it became clear that the Senate was going to flip early. And I said to my wife, I said, "Let's finish up and go home. I can write a column."
It was called by like 10 o'clock Eastern, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. And nobody thought that was going to happen. So the point is that this thing reached down into the voters' psyches like nothing I've ever seen, and frankly, nobody understands, including me.
Well, it repudiated a number of things, it seems to me. I mean, we talk about it repudiating Obama's policies, which I think it completely did. But it repudiated the war against women, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It repudiated the idea that McConnell and Perdue in Georgia and who else the. What was the other? And that Hagan in North Carolina was locked up. I mean, those were some earth shaking things. I was just thinking if New Hampshire had somehow gone the other way, and Virginia had somehow gone the other way, I mean, I think they would have had to have come and gotten some of the Democrat leaders in Washington and taken them off into the booby hatch. I mean, think about that.
That's right.
They were within, what, 1,500 votes or 15,000, something like that in Virginia?
Yeah, about 15,000.
Has Gillespie conceded?
No, he has not conceded. They're waiting until it's called the final canvas.
He was 20 points down 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I know. That's it. And so, I mean, Hagan closed up. But, I mean, everybody thought that Georgia was going to go into a runoff, and that runoff wouldn't have happened until January 6th.
It wasn't even
and
close.
And it not only didn't go into a runoff, Perdue just kicked her butt.
Well, and look what happened in Colorado.
Yeah.
I mean, on and on. What's going on with Alaska? Do we know yet?
I don't know. Alaska has about 250,000 voters, which is a little bit more than the average congressional district.
10% of the Virginia voters.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, it's the terror of small numbers. If three Eskimos change their vote, it changes the
So,
but I don't think I haven't, but
the Republican is way ahead up there.
I think he's going to win.
I say way ahead. He's way ahead on percentages, but not on votes.
That's right. There's not that many votes. The good news is there's not that many votes out.
Seven senators. that which right now maybe nine, seven senators, which gave the majority to Republicans. The House grew by what, 11?
Oh no, much more than that. It's at least 250. So that's at least 16.
It may go to three or four more. And three governors in dark, deep blue states.
Yeah,
converted.
We thought we might go minus one to minus three
on the governors.
And we ended up plus one.
I thought it was plus three.
Well, but three changeovers, but we lost Pennsylvania.
The only one the Republicans lost, though, right?
Yeah,
was Pennsylvania.
Right.
Well, yeah. So, folks, this is huge. When we come back, I'm going to get one good thing about it, folks, is that for the next 2 years, no one will be able to point fingers and say they're in our way. The Republicans will be able to make their case. President Obama will be able to make his case. We'll know where everybody stands. Republican or Democrat, that's the good news about this election. Tweet Hills.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.